The following is a Phil Hendry Show encore presentation.
Tom Dovka joining us on our Newsmaker line here tonight. And Tom is a radio consultant, a programming consultant from time to time. You know, David G. Hall is talking with you, Tom, about a variety of things. I mean, you know, I respect you.
Oh, Phil, it's okay, you know. I have tried to consult the Phil Hendry Show as much as I can, and Phil doesn't want anything to do with me. He doesn't want me to come anywhere near him.
No, man, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's it most certainly is. You have pretty much made it clear that you don't want me coming anywhere near you. Like I might have, I don't know, like this, like that's a bad smell coming off of me.
No, Tom, that is not the case. Let me just say, Phil respects you. He doesn't need any consultation from you.
And Margaret, that may well be, but I coming from you, I can understand and maybe even believe it, but it's got to come from Phil.
I'm telling you, Tom, I got no disrespect for you intended at all when I say I don't want to have a consultant. I don't need a consultant, you know?
Everybody in radio, see, this, I don't get this guy.
Are you there?
Hold on.
I had to walk away from the phone. Everybody in your business needs a consultant.
I'm not in the radio game anymore. You understand that, right?
Who is? I am, but...
Yeah, you are, but what is that?
Oh, you know, I can walk away from this thing if you want, Phil. I was trying to say...
No, I don't want you to walk away. I don't want you putting words in my mouth. I don't want you creating a history or a reality that doesn't exist. I respect you. I know you're very well thought of in the radio business. I don't want a consultant. I don't need a consultant. I never have needed a consultant. You know, there was a time. Let me just say this.
Oh, here we go. God.
Yeah, you were asking all the questions.
Yeah, man, if you want to give advice, you got to listen. Very good points, okay?
Go ahead.
There was a time, I remember when I was in the radio game, I asked for advice from everybody. I asked for advice from everybody. I asked every consultant that I knew, all the cats that worked over there, Clear Channel, all those guys. What should I do? What can I do? These guys didn't know, man, because the show that I was doing was so weird, these cats had no idea what to do with it. So don't give me this stuff. What would you do? I don't even want to know.
I've got a couple of ideas. First of all, you know
I don't want to know. I don't want to listen, okay? So I know you got somebody to introduce to us.
Okay, but can I just say this? You can't lump me in with those guys who walk around with a finger up there going, you know how it is, right?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, Phil. No, I don't.
All right, Dovka, get to it, okay? What have you got for us tonight?
Why are you guys talking to me like I'm somebody parking cars or something, okay? I'm here to tell you some good advice on the stuff what you should do.
I don't want your consulting or your advice. You are going to introduce us to some radio cat, right?
We've got I just took over a consultant station in Paddlefoot, Michigan called, it's WQ, what's the station again? WQQQQQQ. That's funny. They call themselves Q on the Q, WQQQQ. How many is that? It's supposed to be four call letters. Okay. What? Hold on, Phil.
Hey, look, Tom, I haven't got all night.
Oh, I see. You got somewhere else you got to be.
Just hurry up, will you?
What is the name of the WQQQQ?
Oh, I get it. It must be like Cuckoo Cachoo, the Beatles.
Is that what it's supposed to be? Cuckoo? You didn't hear the lady, Margaret. She said, is it WQQQQ? I know it's Q.
Who are you talking to, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm talking to Doris, who works in the office. WQQQ. So how many Qs is that? QQQQ4? That's five call letters. It's WQQKQ? Okay, it's WQQKQ, Phil.
Okay, now that we got that down, that's a talk station.
Yeah, it's in Paddlefoot, Michigan.
Where is Paddlefoot, Michigan?
I think it's up in the Upper Peninsula there or something. But here's the thing. We got a new guy, Bob. I got Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry, H-E-N-D-R. I got Bob Banana. Now, before you...
What is the guy's name?
Bob Banana? You're kidding. That is real name.
Yeah, well, hold on. First of all, Phil, I want you to know, if you'll be so kind not to have these guys you got, this clown act that you got with Robert and Bud and whoever going because I'm bringing on some guy named Bob Banana. That's his real name. That's the thing I want you to know.
That's his real name. The guy's name is Bob what?
His name's Bob Banana. Hold on, Bob. They're having a problem. Everybody has a problem with your name.
Wait a minute. This is the guy's real name.
This is his real name. The name came from his family. Apparently, his father's name is Banana. The name comes from the family. Bob?
That's right. It has my... Hi, Phil. It's Bob Banana.
How you doing, Bob? I don't mean to make fun of your name. Is it Italian?
It is not Italian, no. It's an Irish name.
Okay, they're yanking you. Okay, thanks a lot, Tom.
Oh, no, wait.
I swear to Almighty Christ, I swear to Christ on the cross, Mr. Andre, that my name is Bob Banana, and it's Irish.
It's Irish.
My father is Irish. My father changed the name, the family name, to Banana because he was a master of ceremonies. And he worked in a number of nightclubs. And when time came to have a colorful name, he changed his name to Banana. Now, you can laugh if you want. You can call me a liar. You can, and you'll get a lawsuit because that is my family name.
Bob Banana. All right, if that's your, and this is a name your father changed the family name to?
It was the family, yes. The family name is Quinn, but my father changed it to Banana.
You know, I don't believe, is Tom Dovka there, sir?
Yeah, they want you.
Yeah, Tom Dovka.
Yeah, it's General Shaw. I don't buy it. Phil is welcome to do whatever he wants to do, but I'm just telling you right now, I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, well, you know what, General? The beautiful thing about that is no one cares. The only guy I got to impress here is Mr. Henry here.
All right, well, if you're telling me the truth that the name Bob Banana is the family name...
Hey, Bob, get over here. Come here. Where are you going?
I didn't think you needed me right now. Yes?
Bob, it's Phil, if you're telling me your family name is Banana, your father changed the family name from Quinn to... Why did he change the entire name?
He wanted us to be... the Banana family. He wanted us to be known as the Bananas. It was part of his shtick. It was part of his act. It was a comic effect that he wished to create. We suffered under that. My brother, my sister, myself, and my dear mother, we, day in and day out, walked out into public and people would go, there's the Banana family. Look it, there's a bunch of bananas. There go the Bananas. You can understand the jokes never ended.
And well, let me ask you this.
Wait a minute. You asked a question. I'm going to give you an answer.
Go ahead.
So we'd go out into public, and they'd say, there goes a bunch of bananas. There's the bananas. How much a pound? How much for a pound of bananas? Well, there goes a bunch of them right now. And do you like bananas on your cereal? I do. Banana hammock over here. Hey, Banana, come on over and lay in this hammock. How much time do you spend in a guy's shorts? Over and over, never ending. These were the jokes. And because the family name is Banana, and my mother is tied to it, my brothers and my sister, I decided I would keep the name Banana and suffer along with them so that they would not be alone in their embarrassment and their misery as they walk down a street and someone says, Bananas on sale, 99 cents a pound. Oh, there goes a bunch right now.
Oh, I got to go.
Go ahead.
So that's what we're talking about, Phil. And Bob did not lose it. You could have taken a different name, couldn't you?
I could have changed my name. I could have changed my last name legally.
Why didn't you?
Because, as I said, I was not going to let my mother suffer alone, or my brother, or my sister, or brothers, or my brother and my sisters.
No, you said you had two brothers and a sister.
I'm sorry. I've got two. Yes, I do. I have. I said my brother and my sisters. Is that what I said?
Well, that means you have two. You have one brother and two sisters?
No, I have two. I have two brothers and two sisters.
You should have said your brothers and your sisters.
That's what I meant to say. What I want to say is my brother. I really want to say my sister and my brothers.
Okay, we're all done, Bob. We get it. We can move on from that.
All right. I wanted to be clear.
You're not very clear because you said. It's all right, General. So Bob Banana joins us, and Tom Dovka has brought you on our show, Bob, because I know Tom to be a radio consultant, and obviously he, brings talent to radio stations. You're going to be starting at WQQQ on Monday?
Yes, so I'm starting at WQQQ or Cuckoo-Cachoo. I am the Walt, Russ, ? Because my newsman will be Russ Shigadigading, and so I will say, I am the Walt, Russ. And by saying I am the wall, I am the last stop, the backstop on misinformation, the Bob Banana Show.
All right, let me go through this. And the I am the walrus. I am the walrus.
I am the walrus. So I'm called I'm the wall, Bob Banana. Where the if I could speak, you know.
Well, you can't use it on the air, so.
I maybe someday I can. Where the bullshit stops, and the intelligence starts to walk. Or I forget. Where the bullshit stops, and the brains get going. This is the Bob Banana Show. I am the wall. Russ? See? So my newsman, Russ Chigga-Digga-Ding, then launches it. Then launches into the news.
Okay. We have on with us here Bob Banana, who is starting a new talk show at WQQQQ in Paddlefoot, Michigan.
I could tell it. It is, yes, Phil.
Yes, Paddlefoot, Michigan, Phil, starting Monday, 9 to noon. He's the wall of truth, where the bullcrap stops and the truth gets going. It's Bob Banana. He's the wall. Or you'd actually...
I do that.
I'd say, the announcer says, it's Bob Banana.
I'm the wall, Russ.
And that's when the newsman, Russ Shinga-Ding-a-Ding,
yes, that's when Russ starts doing the news. It's all, we've got this, we have got this practiced and honed down to a cunt hair. And
I certainly hope you're not using that kind of language when you're...
Well, I'm sorry, what did I say?
You can't say cunt hair. This is the only problem that we have with Bob.
It's not a problem at all, and don't worry about it.
Okay, let me ask you something, Bob, and we got a couple of phone calls from people. If you want to take a call, we can do that. We're talking here to Bob Banana, who'll start his morning show 9 to noon on WQQQQ in Paddlefoot, Michigan on Monday. Do you want to take a call?
Certainly. I'd love to talk to the people.
Okay. Let's go to Terry now. Terry is in Denver. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah. Bob, this is Terry in Denver. And I anytime there's a new talk show that comes on the air, I'm all in favor of it. Because we need... Are you going to be a liberal or are you going to be a conservative?
That's a very good question.
Because we need... The more voices, the more varied the opinions, the better.
That's a very good question. I am neither. I am going to listen. I want to get people... I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what you have to say. I think it's far more compelling. And I'll give you an example. If I could... I'm going to interview people. And that is what makes my show unique. I won't sit and talk and expound and go on and on about these things. I want to listen to what you have to say. And your name is Terry, correct?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about yourself. Tell me, where were you born?
Well, I'm originally from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And then I came to the United States when I was probably no more than 3 or 4 days old. And then I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. And then I got out of high school and I joined the Army. And I went to Georgia. I went to North Carolina. I was in Germany for a while. The other thing, then I went to...
And you get the idea, Phil.
Well, you just hung up on that guy.
Well, I'm not going to listen to that. You think I'm going to sit and listen to him? No.
Let me do this. What Bob Banana is going to do, Phil, is he's going to have a show that listens intently to what the listeners want to talk about. We don't have talk shows like that. We have talk shows for guys who sit and gas bag an issue, and who cares? We want to know what the people think. So that's what Bob Banana is. You got any more phone calls?
Yeah, I got a call. Here's a guy from San Diego.
Go ahead.
Well, I must say that this is a pretty interesting.
To speak up, please. The caller needs to speak up.
I'm sorry. I must say this is pretty interesting. My name is Russ. I'm in San Diego. Can you hear me?
Yes, Russ, I can hear. This is Bob Banana.
So if I'm on your show, if I called you, will you ask me questions about who, what I am and everything like that?
Yes, I would. I would love to know about you, Russ. What is your... tell me about... What do you do?
Well, what do I do? That's... I'll tell you. It's funny. What do I do? What do I do?
What do you do?
What do I do? Oh, baby. I play hockey.
You play hockey? Do you play hockey professionally?
No, I don't. I just fool around with it.
Well, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? What do I do for a living? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What do I do for a living?
Well, is there anything you can tell us about?
It's nothing that I'd be comfortable telling you about, no.
I hope it's not anything illegal, is it?
No, it's not illegal. It's totally legal, but I wouldn't be comfortable telling you about it. That's just my...
Are you talking about you dress up like a lady or something like that?
No, I don't dress up like a lady. No, I don't do any of that. It's nothing that... It's nothing any of you would understand. It's nothing that you would either comprehend, understand. It's certainly nothing that I'm going to share with you. I'm not sharing with you, Bob. Okay, what I do is...
And I hung up on that man. So that gives you an idea of what we do.
Yeah, what do you think?
What do I think? I don't even know what it is he does. I don't know what he believes in.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking to him. Hold on. What do you think, Phil?
I was going to tell you, I don't know what he does for a living. I don't know what he stands for. I don't know. So far, he says he interviews people. He just interviewed the most boring clown I've ever heard in my life.
I got this. I don't need you making shit out of my career.
What's the language? Because
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to use a word like that. Bob Banana and Bob on the Banana Show, Phil. I want to listen to people. I want to hear their stories. I don't want it to be, I don't want it to be as boring as that one.
Let me. Can I give you some advice?
Hold on. Let me just get this out, and then you can give me all the advice you want. I want the Banana Show to be about interviewing people. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about them, the listeners. Okay.
All right, let me just. I don't mean to interrupt you, but the listeners don't want you to make it about them. They want you to present a show. They want to hear what you think. They want to hear. They don't want to have the responsibility.
Well, you sure about that, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I'm sure about it. They don't want to have the responsibility of having to provide material.
I'm afraid you're wrong there, Phil, because I could throw open the phone lines on any given night, and there'll be thousands of people who want to call in and contribute.
That's the thing, Phil. What we find is a unique opportunity for people. Hey, who wants to hear a host? What do you got to say? You call in and tell us.
Can I just tell you guys something from my experience?
Oh, here we go. From his experience.
Yeah, go ahead. This ought to be good.
Oh, it ought to be good? Why don't I just tell you to take a flying jump? How about that, Bob Banana?
Phil, I'm sorry. I didn't know that went out. It was an aside to Tom. I'm terribly sorry.
Didn't know it went out? You're talking right on the air with us.
I understand, but I didn't mean...
Let me tell you something, Bob, and this is what I know, not what I think, what I know. Listeners, if you open up those phone lines, you're going to have one crank call after the next, one jackass after the next, one clown, one after the other. They will take over your airwaves. They'll make it sound like garbage if it doesn't already.
Oh, that was very uncalled for.
Being very polite to you, Mr. Henry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean you. I just meant the station you're on.
Being very polite. The station I'm going on, WQQQQ, it's
Paddlefoot, Michigan, right there. It's right in front of you.
Yeah, I got it, Bob. The station that I am on, QQQQ, is a great station, has great talent. They carry the Mark Bernafri show, the syndicated show out of New York. That's on in the early morning. Then me, then Constance Stubble, in the afternoon, noon to three. Have you heard of any of these people?
No, I haven't.
Well, then what's the point?
Phil, these are great. This is great talent. I put together a great roster with a great talent. So,
all right. Bob, I'm telling you, if you throw open the phone lines and you just have people tell you their stories, you'll be full of the most... Your show will be the most boring show in the history of the world.
Well, Phil, I disagree with you. I think it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be on 9 to noon on WQQQQ, Paddlefoot, Michigan. I'm sorry that you didn't have it in you to have faith in me, but I appreciate it. Mr. Dobka told me you were someone to take seriously, that you had a broadcast background. I've done that. I've been bitterly, bitterly disappointed in this conversation.
I'm just telling you what I know.
Well, Phil, maybe what you know isn't all that much.
Yeah, maybe it isn't all that much, but I'm telling you, when it comes to this topic, I know it full well. You are going to have a horrible show if all you do is open up the phone lines and let people call in and tell you, quote, their stories.
Bob Banana, I didn't get into this to fail, Phil. Bob Banana doesn't fail. Okay?
Well, you failed with that name.
Yeah!
You know something? Next time someone tells me to go find a bag of dicks, I'll just call your offices. Because I know you guys are... Okay, anything else?
Look, Bob...
Anything else, Tom? You brought me on this program?
Sorry. Bob, I'll talk to you in the car. Head up the car. Thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks for nothing.
Hey, man, you wanted me to give some input on this thing. What do you want me to do, lie?
I thought you'd roll with it. I thought you'd go with it, okay? And you didn't. You couldn't. I'm very disappointed in you.
You're the guy that's got to make this guy Bob Banana's show happen, man, on WQQQQ. Oh, boy.
Laugh it up, Phil. Thanks a lot. These are down times for radio. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I understand that. I get it. Down times for radio. And it ain't going to get any better with cats like Bob Banana.
I hope, you know, Phil, I hope you do well. I want you to know that even in the bitterness of you just, I mean, tinkling all over what I'm trying to do, I hope you do well. I wish you well.
I wish you well, too. I'm telling you, Tom, I do. But, you know, you wanted an honest appraisal. I'm giving you one.
What are you doing? Get back in the car.
I want to talk to him. Get back in the car.
What is it, man? What, you keep this guy under lock and key or something?
He has a tendency to wander off and... Let me tell you, I'm being honest with you, okay? He does, he drinks, but not on the air and not every night. But when he hits the ball, he hits it a long way. And I think I can smell it on him today.
I want to go on the air, I'm telling you.
No!
Good luck, man, with that whole thing.
Yeah, sure. You guys...
There is Tom Dovka, Bob Banana, debuting on WQQQQ Monday in Paddlefoot, Michigan.
Hey. That's a little shrimp. Got Dean Wheeler over on line number two.
Dean Wheeler joining us on line two. Yeah, there he is. Hi, Dean. How you doing?
Phil.
So, who's on stage? Is Emerald up there?
There she is. Yeah, that's my gal. So, good evening, Phil. Good evening, everybody. We're at the Little Shrimp here in the East Bay. And that is my wife, Emeralda Wheeler, on stage. And we've decided, I'm just watching her. You know, when you've got a woman that you love so much, Phil, you can't take your eyes off. I know you know what I mean, right?
I do, yeah.
And that's it, baby. Yeah. So...
Let me ask you something, Dean. Is that the same song she always sings? That creep song? What happened?
What happened?
What happened? What happened? Everybody's asking me, I don't know what happened.
What happened?
I don't know. What happened, bud?
Hello? He hung up.
I thought those cats aren't allowed to hang up.
I don't know. I might not have hit the right switch. Yeah, Dean, what happened?
I'm telling you, okay? Nothing.
Dean, what happened? Okay, here's Dean.
Dean, what happened? What happened, man? Did you hang up?
Phil, so Emeralda is on stage, and there's a nice round of applause for her.
I was just asking you, is she still doing that song, Creep? Hey, man, one more fucking hang-up from that guy.
I don't know what he's doing. Hey, Dean, you're not allowed to hang up. Mr. Henry said.
Dean, are you there?
Yes.
Well, what happened, man? Are you hanging up on me? Am I saying something that's pissing you off? Wow, this cat, there's something wrong with this guy.
Oh, God.
Well, hang up on the sucker, okay?
All right.
I don't want him on the show again.
What are you talking about?
I don't want him on the show. He's going to hang up like that? I don't want him on the show.
But what are we saying?
You asked him if she's still doing that creeps. Maybe he doesn't like the question.
I think what's going on with him, he's trying to get a new start going for her. And that question you asked, General, sent him on some sort of a tailspin, thinking it isn't a new start, it's the same old song.
Well, it is the same old song.
I'm just saying what I think happened.
Yeah. Dean, if you hang up again, Mr. Ernst, we'll never have you on again. Not never again. And I'll never...
Look, Phil... I'm going to try and get through the interview with you. I got my wife on stage. I love my wife very much. We're trying to get her to the next level with her singing career. And when the general asked, is she still singing? Oh.
What is going on with you anyway?
Are you all right, man?
Yes. When the general asked, is she still...
Still singing the song Creep?
Yes. That is so insulting and injurious to say, is she... We're trying to get a new Emeralda Wheeler out there in front of the audience, you understand?
If you're trying to get a new Emeralda Wheeler out there in front of the audience...
Please don't yell at me, Phil. Please don't yell at me. It reminds me of my father.
I'm sorry for yelling at you, Dean, but if you're trying to get a new Emeralda Wheeler out there and you're doing the same...
Go ahead.
You're doing the same song, Creep. What is... I demand to know, Dean, what's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. I've heard nothing.
So every time I say the word creep... What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Hey, Dean, what's going on, man? Are you reacting just because of the song name? The song Creep, right? All right, Dean, I'm hanging up. I'll never have you on the show again as long as I live.
Okay, wait a minute. Please don't. Just understand that the mere mention of that song, I can't tell you what happens to me, but it's almost involuntary. There are sharp, stabbing pains in areas of my body you don't even want to know about. There is the fastest migraine headache, the quickest onset of a migraine headache I've ever felt in my life. So, and I got a sinus headache too. My nose gets stuffed up and I get the sniffles.
Just because he said the word creep. Would you fuck off with these guests, bud?
What? What are you talking about? You've had the guy on billions of times.
That guy has lost his mind. Him, Sadler, all these cats. I've got to get on the phone with him and find out what's going on. You know what? I'll tell you right now what's going on. It's another gag.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. He's talking about.
Yeah, what do you mean? What do I mean? You got that guy Dooley acting like he's gotten his balls crushed by a vice. Turns out they're kidding. You got the wife doing the same thing. Now here comes this guy Wheeler. And a couple of the other ones are doing this kind of shtick. Now comes Wheeler. I think he's doing it to distract from how rotten his wife is.
You know what? Emeralda is a great singer, and she's getting better. So that's really ignorant of you.
Well, it may be ignorant of me, but every time I hear that guy, he's got the same song that she's singing. Notice he didn't mention he's got any problems with a trumpet player. He's finding it harder and harder to deflect away from the fact that his wife sings rotten.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's exact. Tell me I'm wrong, Phil. I can't say she sings rotten. You know, oh, yes, she does. She stinks.
Got Dean Wheeler on the line. He wants to talk to you.
Good. Let me talk to him. Yeah. General Shaw, Dean, go ahead.
You mean Ty? When we come in to Long Candling, the way you talk about my wife, I never let you see her king again.
You need a psychiatrist, Dean. You understand?
No, I don't.
Dean, it's Phil. Yes, you do.
Phil, it's not Dean. It's Tom Dafka. I had to find a way to call you. I had to find a way.
All right, now listen, I'm not going to hang up on you like I ordinarily would, like I ordinarily should. I'm going to ask you, what's the meaning of this?
I heard the whole Dean Wheeler bit. I said, this is my way to get back on the air with you and talk a little more about the Bob Banana situation. Okay?
And that was you doing your Dean Wheeler impression?
No, I don't know. I can't do a Dean Wheeler impression. That was me just pretending I was Dean Wheeler because I was really hurt by the fact that you, hung up on me and threw me off the show.
That was you doing Dean Wheeler.
How many times do I got to say it to you nutlickers, okay? That was...
Margaret, don't do that.
I'm doing it, all right? I'm not going to sit here and listen to that kind of language. Don't reach over and switch people off on the board. You're not an engineer.
You're not an engineer and you're not allowed to do it. And Mr. Henry said so.
I don't care. I won't listen to that. All right, then I got a great idea. Leave the show. Is that what you want?
If you're going to do that shit, yeah.
And I don't like the unbridled use of S and F. Just because there's no FCC riding herd on you, Phil, doesn't mean you have to use those words.
Margaret, I'm telling you as straight as I can. If you don't like what's going on around here, you don't like the language, you don't like this, you don't like that, then leave the show.
You want that?
I'll tell you right now, I do not want that, Margaret. But I agree with Phil. If you can't keep your hands off the board, don't hang up on people before I'm done talking to them.
You know what I ought to do? I ought to walk off this...
This what?
This chow hound, chump change, jive, monkey festival that you put on here every day, Phil. A festival of apes. That's what it is. You, and you, all of you. You might as well be... You made a big joke yesterday about swinging from vines and spanking away, right?
I don't know who said it.
That's what you guys do here. Every show, you're like the Bonzo...
Oh, we're like the Bonzo brothers, huh?
Yes. Swinging from vines, spanking away.
Yay. Dyke, you don't like it. Like Mr. Henry said, you gotta go.
Don't tell me what I'm supposed to do.
I'll tell you, whether you belong on the show or not. Right now, it sounds to me like you don't. Okay?
Like you do.
You love to spit those words out. I'm telling you now, I'm not going to leave the show. You need me too much. You need me here to monitor what you're all doing on this backyard monkey party. That's what it is.
And then what do you think of Dov could call it up with the whole whatever he was doing?
He was trying to get through to you, Phil. He was trying to make some communication.
Dab time, Dovka.
Well,
don't worry about it. Let me just...
God.
Yeah, Tom.
All right, look. I'm sorry that what I did... I just wanted to try to get on the air.
Why didn't you just call and say it's Tom Dovka? Let me talk to Phil.
Because you're in the middle of this whole festival with Wheeler and his wife. What am I supposed to say?
So you call up and...
So, question. Will you work with this Bob Banana? Will you give him some pointers?
Oh, you're not going to do it, huh?
No, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm asking, will you do it?
Free?
Free. Yeah, I was hoping you want me to pay you, huh?
No, you don't have to pay me. What does the guy want?
I want you. He didn't want anything. I want you to work with this guy. Give him something to do. So far, he doesn't have no ideas.
Hold on. May I?
No, you may not. I don't.
I'd like the phone, please.
Go ahead. Here's Banana.
Mr. Henry, I appreciate very much your help. You made some inroads when you said that I'm not going to get... I won't have much of a show just having people talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Having callers tell me their life story. So I need to have something to say. And I was hoping you'd give me some input on that.
How about if we start with your name, Bob Banana?
What about, you know, people have been giving me all kinds of grief about that.
No, but I mean, you don't have to tell people how it came about, how you got the name Banana.
That's a really good idea, Bob. Your father changed the family name from Quinn to Banana.
Yes. What about it?
It's a fascinating story, man, how he wanted you guys to be a bunch of bananas, the Banana family. There goes the bananas. How much per pound? I mean, I know it was painful for you, and you got to get into that and talk about, you know...
No, I don't understand. What are you talking about? He wants me to talk about why my name is Banana.
Oh, we want some good ideas, Mr. Henry. We got some ideas.
That's the idea that you need right there. Bob Banana. How come he has a name like that?
What? This guy's going on the air on Monday on WQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQQ
going on here, he's got to have a show. Right now, he's actually got a show.
You get... Oh, boy.
Boy, you should have heard yourself. You just went, you get...
All right, Tom, I'll call you this weekend.
You're going to do what?
I said I'm going to call you this weekend.
You're going to call me this... What's he saying?
He'll call you this weekend.
I'll call you.
Oh, you mean on the phone?
Yes, on the phone.
Yes, on the phone. Okay, Phil, that's all I...
Jesus Christ. Is that it? I hope.
Yeah.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. Podcast One. God Almighty.